Hey, everybody. Before I get into the episode, I want to take a moment to address the June 24th Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. This decision stripped away the legal right to have a safe and legal abortion. Restricting access to comprehensive reproductive care, including abortion, threatens the health and independence of all Americans. This decision could also lead to the loss of other rights. To learn more about what you can do to help, go to podvoices.help. I encourage you to speak up, take care, and spread the word. Baby, I'm not running around looking for nobody else. I've got one thing on my mind. I already hear the bell. Baby, I'm not running around looking for nobody else. I've got one thing on my mind. I already hear the bell. Baby, I'm not running around. 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 Baby, I'm not. Baby, I'm not. Baby, I'm not. Baby, I'm not. Baby, 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 baby. Today is Wednesday, June 29th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So yesterday, like I said before, most of the day was just haircut. So I got up and I worked for, as per usual, when you go on vacation, work is super busy right now. And, we've got, and I kind of told you guys about it. We have planning for the next quarter, and I'm a product manager / product owner, whatever you want to call it. Same thing. And I have multiple products that I'm responsible for. And, we have to set the roadmap and what features are going to be delivered. And we have to, write the requirements and like what we're expecting to be delivered and like all this stuff. Right. And so I already knew I had to do that, but then I didn't realize they were going to start having the meetings with all the product managers to go over like what we're doing in Q3, this week. So I started having meetings last week with engineering and coming up with, my list and all that kind of stuff, but we have to have them in a specific format. And then they start asking about dependency alignment. Have you met with all the other teams that you need help to deliver this thing? And it's just been so busy. But anyway, I had a haircut yesterday, so I got up and worked because I had stuff I had to finish. So I worked until about from 8 to 9, something like that. Just like an hour. I just had one thing I needed to finish that I didn't get finished Monday evening. And so I did that, and then I jumped in the shower, and I needed to be on the road by 9:30. And so I got on the road at 9:25. I had to blow up my tire because I have a slow leak in my tire, and I've had it for months and months and months. Good thing I bought that air compressor along 6 or 8 months ago. I've blown up my tire so many times. I'm glad it's a slow leak. It takes a couple of weeks for it to completely deflate. I was in Alaska and then I had COVID. So I haven't really driven the car for, 3 or 4 weeks. Man, I filled up gas. $85, folks. $85. Gas is no joke right now. But anyway, so I got on the road and stopped and got myself a little breakfast, and then got on the road. And luckily I had a full tank, so I didn't have to stop to get gas. And on the way there, I stopped eventually, but not, leaving home. And it was uneventful. I started watching a new show, listening to a new show. And now I can't remember the name. It's on Hulu, and it's about Mormon, some murders that happened in the Mormon community when there was Under the Banner of Heaven, I think is what it's called. It's got Andrew Garfield. Anyway, so interesting. Also, and I know that all faiths have weird things, But there are just some things, I don't know how accurate it is, but if it's accurate, there are some things that I just did not realize about Mormons, you know, that I didn't realize. But anyway, very interesting. I had that playing while I was driving. And I went and got my hair cut and then basically got back in the car and turned around and came home. I stopped and got Subway at about 5:30, but because I was hungry, and that was my last meal of the day. I don't usually like their steak at Subway, but they have this new menu and they have these Philly cheesesteak riffs on a Philly cheesesteak. And it had like steak, onion, pepper, bacon, cheese. It was toasted. Seems like it had something else, like a peppercorn ranch. So anyway, I didn't get the sauce, but I got everything else. And then I got just mayonnaise on it. And it was good, actually. I actually enjoyed it. And so I was going to record the podcast while I was, or, you know, at some point in the trip. Also, oh, I want to mention. So I don't want to talk numbers here, but I just paid off. So back in the day when I started doing hair systems, you buy a plan where you pay a set amount and it includes a certain number of systems because they don't last forever. They just last 2 or 3 months. And then, I mean, if you want them to look good, you'll see these guys that walk around with these hair systems that look like they dyed a mop or something. And it looks nothing like their hair and it looks unhealthy and, you know, all that stuff. And then there are guys where you can't tell, like you don't know it blends in. The ones that blend in and you don't know that they did it, they're buying quality hair systems and they're replacing them very often and they're getting them professionally cut in, which is what I do, but it's not cheap. So I paid off. So I used to just pay cash all at once. And I thought, you know, that's not a good thing to do because they know that you always hear don't pay cash for things that are expensive. If you can get a lower or zero interest rate that's less than what you would have made like from investments from that same amount of money, then like invest the money and then make payments on the thing so that you come out, you know, a little bit ahead. And so I stopped doing that because they offered me this zero interest care credit card a couple of years ago. And I guess you can do other things. You can do dentist appointments and you can do vet visits for your dog. But it's limited to certain things that you can use it for, I think. But I only ever use it for my hair. So every time I purchase a new plan once a year, they give me 12 months no interest. And so I've never paid interest on this because I always pay it off before the 12 months. So I just finished a couple of months ago paying off for my last one. So the lady comes in and she says, my consultant. And she says, hey, we're running a special right now. Really, it happened last weekend in our open house. But since you weren't here and you don't live here, they've given me permission to extend the offer to you. And the last time I got 6 hair systems plus what they call a cut-in. So that's when you get it blended for the first time. 6 of those, plus salon visits, 6 salon visits or something, for a certain amount of money. I don't want to go into details, but for a certain amount of money. This was 8 hair systems, 8 cut-ins, 8 salon visits, 8 shampoos and stylings, and 12 some other kind of visits. So a lot for the same price. It was like such a good deal. I was like, damn it, I just paid off the other one. But I went ahead and did it anyway and put it on the care credit card. Because I'm going to be paying my car off in July. And so I'm losing a payment anyway. And I will drive my car for another 2 or 3 or 4 years. Because I drive cars until the wheels fall off. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do it. Because that's a good deal. You're sold. Also, she said, if you decide to do a hair transplant, we can put the money towards the hair transplant if you decide to do that in a few months. So I'm like, sold. So anyway, I did that, came home. I was going to record the podcast on the road. the microphones that I bought would not work. They would not pair. I bought this wireless Go 2 microphone. Would not pair. I tried everything I could think of. Would not. And I bought it specifically for this trip to Europe, so I would have something small. It didn't really even matter that it was wireless. I just wanted something really tiny. And I thought it was cool. You know, I like to buy gadgets. So I emailed my rep at Sweetwater Music. I don't think it's Sweetwater. I just think it's Sweetwater. But anyway, I'm like, dude, can you help me? It won't work. So they got me on the phone with a technician. They couldn't figure it out. They expedited a new set. It's supposed to be here tomorrow morning. So I've got my fingers crossed that it actually works. And then I have to send back the other one. So they helped me out. I really like having this assigned person to me because I feel like, you know, he helps me out. But and he puts candy in every box. So I was talking anyway, other than that, like, you know, I got home, recorded the podcast, and it was time for bed. So like there was nothing. And then I've worked all day today. Nothing there. I got, I got a refill on my prescription for my fever blister cold sore. I don't like the other word for it, so don't say it. Medication. It's a preemptive thing. It's like when I get out in the sun and, you know, my lips get sunburned or whatever, I have a tendency of having a flare up. So I like to take the medication while I'm on vacation for sure. So I got a refill of that. I've still got to go pick it up, but I ordered it. And just getting ready for the trip. I talked to Mark earlier. We were talking about, so they did this overnight shipping of the microphone. And I talked to Mark. I said, do you remember back in the day when it would take weeks, if not months, to get something in the mail? And you had to order from a catalog. I remember when I was a kid, I had this catalog, Things You Never Knew Existed. And they had, like, you know, novelty items and magic. And I was really into magic back then. So I would buy, like, smoke from your fingertips and flaming. There were these sheets that would just flame up. Anyway, but it would take weeks, if not months, for it to come. I said you had to fill out a form. You had to mail in the form with the check or money order. And then you had to wait like a month or two before you got the thing in the mail. And you were so excited and you never knew. There was no tracking number. There was no website you could look at. You just had to hope and pray. I'm like, now they can expedite something and I can get it the next day. And I can track it and know where it is every step of the way. It's amazing. Anyway, all right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Hello, lovies. This is your Auntie Vera Charles, or your Auntie Scott, or just don't call me late for dinner. Reminding you that the Pride 48 live streaming weekend is happening July 29th through the 31st, 2022. We hope to see you there in the chat room for an amazing weekend of live LGBTQ+ podcasting. For more information, head on over to pride48.com, where they've got pride just flowing right out every orifice. It can be unpretty at times.